This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing.
So wait, in the bubble, you guys weren't hearing that noise. We were only hearing that on TV.
Yes, we it was dead silent in between whistles in the bubble. Oh, yeah, there was music, obviously.
Yeah.
But like, oh yeah, and like you could hear anything anyone was saying. So, I mean, some of that, like, you know, you hear someone, you know, chirp someone else and like the whole rink heard it. And I'm sure everyone upstairs heard it. Or if you were saying something to the ref, everyone heard it. So it's welcomed the little noises.
Sean Corrali brings up an interesting question, Wiggy. Which sport, if any, would you say those that are playing it professionally gain, whether it's momentum or elsewise, from there actually being fans there? I mean, you brought up Cam Newton. I thought that was kind of, I mean, it was a little excusey when Cam said it, but Sean Corrali saying the same thing, which is that you can hit a guy and in order to try to swing momentum. Like, if you think about that Krug hit against St. Louis in Stanley Cup final, that's a momentum changer. And without fans, it's got to be, although I don't know, I was going to say it's got to be hockey. But then again, last night, you think about if there were fans there for that Celtics 76ers game. I mean, do the players feed off that?
Oh, that's a great example. That would have been electric last night with Embiid going off like that. I mean, it was a good enough game already. I think it is hockey, though. That just the emotion of hockey to swing a game. You've been in the building when things change and the momentum shifts. It is tangible.
And I would say hockey, too, because hockey is such a fast-paced sport where there's never like this kind of lull in the game.
It's like baseball?
No. Well, it was a longer play opportunity, basically, like hockey and basketball.
Right, but even in like, you know,
don't rip baseball.
Even
Greg,
in football, even in football, after a play, you got to, you know, there's the 40-second call.
Reset.
You got to reset. The play comes in. It's like, you know, even in basketball, you could have an isolation where it slows the game down. But in hockey, it's the one sport where it's constant. Like you're always you can't look at your phone because if you do, you might
miss
something, right?
Yeah.
And so I think when you talk about the crowd, that energy that they bring to the game is like, I think all those players feed off it. Now, in football, I think defensively, the energy is huge for the defense and guys feeding off that, right? And then offensively, it affects you because you can't hear. So that makes it difficult on you. But I always look at it as a player, you do feed off the crowd, the emotions, seeing them celebrate. You make a great catch or you have a big hit or like you said, a goalie makes a great save. You as the player, you see those sea of people and get caught, and that makes you want to do it even more.
Well, think about dropping the gloves like Kevin Miller, for instance, which Sean talked about. That happens at the Garden. I think it's got to be different. It's got to be it has to affect them
totally. Like that game, Sean Thornton went crazy and slammed Brooks Orpik's head into the ice. Like he obviously lost it for a reason. It's like the fans affected that. But as far as like think about the refs and home influence on ref, I think the NBA, that is a total factor that's missing. Like just you see these refs, they call more stuff for the home team. They do. There's some games where they're just influenced by the fans, and they start blowing the whistle.
I think that all the games, I had no idea how much all the games would suck without fans. Like, it's great because it's all we have.
Yeah.
But, like, this Sunday, I'm going to sit down and watch Tom Brady go into Lambeau Field, and it's going to be nothing.
Well, there's going to be some fans.
Right,
there,
but it's, you know, even with the Kansas City game, it
was. It doesn't, for whatever reason, I don't notice it watching football. I think
I notice it now. Like
you do?
Yeah, I notice it.
Especially the Saints game. That place would have been rocking.
Yeah,
on
I noticed.
Sunday night.
I mean, I don't. At first, I thought it was like it's just playing, but you notice the just, you know, at the whether it's basketball, whether it's football, you notice that no crowd there. It just changes the way you visually see the game. I notice it a lot. And like Curtis says, in that game at New Orleans, it's like they got the holes, those whole areas kind of like, you know, walled off or wherever. And it's like, you just like there's something missing when you don't see 70,000.
When Curtis was taking his unnecessary shots at Major League Baseball earlier on this program, I think that the baseball is, in my opinion, the least interesting sport to watch on television. And I think that has affected the interest because people can't go to Fenway.
Right.
Yeah.
But I feel like the people that
agree
go to,
with you on that.
I feel like the people that go to Fenway now, the game's an afterthought. They're there to Instagram. They're there to go hang out, get a picture with the dog, and get a beer.
But that, in, like, so you're saying they're pink hats. But
right.
That,
like, I do think Fenway Park in 04 through 07, that stadium almost single-handedly carried that team to a title. I have never seen Patriots fans, Bruins fans, or Celtics fans the way I saw Fenway Park night after night in that playoffs against the Yankees and the World Series with the Cardinals.
Yeah, and then you got, like, you have Ortiz up at bat, and, you know, and Ortiz is going to hit a walk-off, and, yeah, the crowd is, I mean, that
the walk-ups that for feeds Poppy and for Manny back in the day were unbelievable.
Yeah, and that feeds those guys, and they don't they haven't had it 10 months.
Right, and I remember the Baltimore Ravens playoff game where I was down on the field during the game, and this was the game where they came back from being down. That was the double pass to from Edelman to Amendola. And the emotion of the fans, like the way that the crowd changed from the beginning of the game to when they started to make their comeback, you could really see like players were feeding
that off might have
of
been
them.
The loudest Gillette ever was when Edelman threw the pass to Amendola to tie the game against the Ravens.
What about when they booed Brady last year at the end of the season?
Hope they're happy now. What a team he got.
Yeah, I mean,
has anybody checked Linda's Instagram this
morning? Stop it. Oh, it's private. You can't.
Yeah, you're going to have 12 fans at Lambeau, and 10 of them are going to be Gronk brothers come Sunday.
But when do you think around here, right? We just talked to Corrali.
You talk to Corrali.
Well, I mean, yeah, seriously.
I mean, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated with the sport. I like
he's a hockey guy.
The good thing about Wiggy is he asked the same question four or five times during an interview.
It's about four different ways. It's not about the question you ask; it's the ways you ask it.
But the question is so long. The interview subject can pick up something different from by the end of it.
Well, that's the purpose of a long question. Give him a couple different things.
And tell him to think before he answers.
But when you look at this when you look at this season and you look at the Bruins, will they ever have any games where they're playing in front of fans that will affect how they perform, right? And I wonder if they will ever get there.
Oh, of course.
You think?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm starting to question that because when's the playoffs start? The playoffs start in May, right?
Like
the end of May.
Yeah.
And I don't know if
you might be right.
You know what I mean? Think about that, Danielle. They start the end of May.
Yeah.
If you're telling me the vaccine rolls out in April,
April is when here in Massachusetts, April is when everybody can get the vaccine, not just
the first dose,
not just the prisoners. Yeah, and then it's 2 weeks after with the second dose. Or I don't want to enrage. Is Fred still listening? I don't want to enrage Fred. by discussing that people should be able to go to a sporting event or anything like that. It's not for my enjoyment. There are a lot of people who make their living by
but people work at TD Garden?
Yes, they do. Yes,
I thought you just funnel in there.
Yeah,
so I'm concerned with the indoor sports, the Bruins and the Celtics.
So you don't think it'll be indoor until next season?
As I think about
here?
It, if the playoffs, both the playoffs in basketball and hockey start in May,
maybe.
Maybe it won't be till next season for them, at least, to have fans indoors.
But Labor Secretary Walsh said on this program he thought there could be fans at the Garden in February, maybe.
Did you believe that?
Okay.
Yes, I did.
No, right. You know you didn't.
It's after the inauguration.
That's never going to sound normal. Labor Secretary Walsh.
I know.
What do you want to say? 11th from power?
No, well, America will burn if we tell them that he's 11th in line.
All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Home of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 55. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
You can listen to both conference championship games this Sunday, 3 days away. Both of them on Sports Radio WEEI, brought to you in part by the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program. It's still Josh McDaniels watch. He's reportedly down to the final two candidates in Philly with Deuce Staley, former player, former running back. Also, we're on Deshaun Watson watch. There is a report from Aaron Wilson out of Houston that they don't want Tua. So they're not going to trade with the Dolphins for Tua. They don't find him an adequate replacement, which I think for the Patriots would mean you're out, right? They're looking for a good quarterback in return.
Yeah, but where are they going to? They're not going to get that from anybody.
Well, for Deshaun Watson, they might. Somebody better than Tua.
Yeah, but what? Maybe Atlanta? So you're saying if they traded with Atlanta to get Matt Ryan?
Right, or Stafford or something like that.
And Atlanta has, I believe they have the 4th overall pick. So you get Matt Ryan and you get the 4th overall pick. I guess maybe that's something Houston could do.
Could be happening. Big Celtics game last night. They go down to Philly, 117-109. Here was Marcus Smart complaining about Embiid and his flailing after the game.
It's tough. It is tough, especially when, you know, we got our hands up a lot of the times and he flails and he gets the call. And then down on the other end, we got our guys attacking the rim, getting a lot of contact, and we're just not getting the whistle.
And there again, Greg, the rematch is Friday. How would that crowd be after those comments
at Wells Fargo? I'm with Wiggy. Marcus Smart complaining about anybody flailing
he's the worst flopper in the league.
He's hypocritical.
Him and Kyle Lowry, like, you know, both of them should get Oscars.
Very hypocritical.
Bruins and Flyers, and you've now challenged Corrali to fight somebody tonight, so that'll be good. 7 o'clock, drop of the puck. Grizzlick is back and good to go. And Pasta not closer. That's what's trending on the Greg Hill Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Show on EEI.
The New England Patriots are no different than the Jacksonville Jaguars. Players don't want to play for New England now just as much as they don't want to play for Jacksonville.
That's
now.
Well, Ken, piggybacking on what Foyer said yesterday afternoon, suggest that there are no free agents who would like to come to New England anymore. It's such a disaster here, Wiggy.
Foyer smoking that good stuff. Him and Ken. Because that's the dumbest thing I've heard. That should have been the dumbest of the day. It's about the money. When you think about free agents, it's about the money.
That's it.
That's it. It's like the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. If you pay them, they will come. So that's what Bill has to do. It's about whether or not Bill is going to cut the check.
Well, that's obviously not true because Brady and Gronk are telling everybody that they're friends with or related to that playing here was no fun. Down there they can coach. In fact, it goes beyond those guys. Amendola, how many players have brought up the fun factor? The entire Eagles organization ripped them before the Super Bowl.
Who do you
that.
Think Deshaun Watson going to listen to when Cam says, hey, man, you know what? Playing for Bill really changed the way my whole mindset. Because Cam was a...
But Deshaun Watson would be traded. That's not a free agent.
But you're still talking about here's a guy who has a no-trade clause. So we're talking about players, you know, in their minds. And Cam, I think, helped out when he talked about, what it was like playing for Bill, how Bill is this cool guy, how Bill playing for him really taught him a lot. So I think guys, when you look at it, they would pick up the phone and go, hey, man, Cam, what's it really like playing for Bill? And they'd be like, yo, he's like this.
But don't you think it's been some portion of a factor for guys in the past that you had almost an immediate shot?
Of course.
At being on a playoff Super Bowl contending team.
You tolerated everything about Bill and this region because you were going to be playing for a Super Bowl. And with Tom Brady gone, that is no longer the case. Tom Brady, Wiggy's lead this morning was actually excellent. He said that Brady is to blame because he always took less than market value to play for Bill. Now that Brady's gone and the championship window has closed, players are not going to come and play for Bill because they're going to get more money elsewhere and they're going to have more fun elsewhere. What is the driving force if you're a top free agent today
Wiggy
to
says
sign
it's
with the
only
Patriots?
Money, and he says that's why Foyer is making a ridiculous statement.
But if it's only
comparing
money,
this team, this franchise to Jacksonville.
But if it's only money, then you're competing equally with 31 other teams.
Hey, you think about this. Trey Flowers, you had him. He went to Detroit. You think free agents want to go to Detroit? But why'd he go to Detroit? Because they offered him 5 years and $90 million. You just look around the league. That's what it's all about.
But the Detroits and the Jacksonvilles are still there. So you're saying that Belichick's going to change completely how he roster builds this offseason by paying top of market value to bring in free agents.
Well, that was my lead yesterday. The way he sits at the table and plays poker has to now change. Maybe he used to be like one of those conservative poker players who always, I don't know if you ever play poker, it's like, no, I'm going to wait till I have the perfect hand. I'm going to wait till I have ace-king suited or jack-queen suited. I'm not going to play, 10-9 rag. I ain't going to do it. That's not who I am.
I'm a pitch guy. greatest card game ever invented, pitch.
But pitch that's, and chuckles? God.
Yeah,
what pitch. What is your life like?
No, pinochle.
I thought Dino
pitch.
Was old.
Pitch. Pitch. Wow, cribbage?
Jesus. What, you never played pitch?
No, I never even heard of pitch. Is that where you throw the cards? At the wall?
I cannot handle
your lack of
understanding of the great traditions in this country.
So what is pitch?
It's a partner game. It's fantastic. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. You play spades?
Go ahead. Yes.
No, you stop lying.
I play go fish.
So Bill, what Bill has to do now is change the way he's always played poker, and he has to now play aggressive because he doesn't have Brady anymore. And I agree with Curtis. Curtis is right. Brady was able to mask a lot of the issues in free agency.
Well, it's a new day in America. Wiggy and I agree.
There was clearly some. If you're a free agent and you have the opportunity to come here and be coached by Bill and play with Tom Brady, that it has to be a factor. I get it that you're saying it's money and it's only money.
But if it's only money, they're screwed. They have never, ever paid at the top of market to bring free agents in.
Right,
never.
But that's where he has to change, right? Let's say this. Right? Let's say Jacksonville and New England offered – whether it's Allen Robinson or Chris Godwin or whatever wide receiver is, they offered them the same amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
More guys would come to New England and play.
I would think they would.
They would, because they would go, okay, the chances of me getting...
Wait, what are the two teams that you're getting the same money from?
Jacksonville and New England, because that's who Foyer compared to.
Yeah, he's using Christians.
No state income tax. I'd play in Florida.
There might be some guys that do that.
And it's wide open down there.
Yep.
Anything goes state, Curtis.
But there's some people are going to go, I'd rather play for Bill Belichick than Urban Meyer. You know?
Really? Yeah. Urban Meyer might have more cachet with the guys that are younger right now than Belichick.
But I think it's about winning. Guys want, if they can get paid and have a potential the opportunity to win, then that's where they're going. So, and when you look at how Bill has to spend his money this year, he can easily get guys if he's willing to cut the check. If he's willing to do those things and stop putting around it, because all he has to do is put a few pieces in place, get that quarterback. Trade for Julio Jones, and now you can sign some free agents.
Curtis is buying into the narrative that the entire league has suddenly discovered what Bill Belichick really is, and he's a maliacal, to use your word,
tyrant.
Do you think that when people talk to other players in the NFL, do you think those players say, I really enjoyed playing for Bill?
And even Cam, when he was here.
Well, I think there are some that do.
Yeah.
You enjoyed playing for him.
I had no problem playing for Bill. Bill kept it 100. Bill, to me, Bill, I would say go, you know, I've played for a lot of coaches, and it's about you being upfront and honest with coaches, right?
So did Teddy Bruschi enjoy playing for him?
Oh, yeah. We know Teddy did. And when you're talking about, I think the reason why Curtis feels the way he feels is because Bill has never paid top market for these free agents. But you can't do that no more, Bill. If you don't do that, then your team's not going to be very good.
Yeah, so he could get away with, because of the success of the team,
right?
He could get away with a little less for guys because that was an added factor for them.
Right, he could go after the Kyle Van Noy, who probably wasn't the first or second tier free agent out there, and he could go out there and get him, can pay him less money, and Kyle Van Noy goes, oh, okay, Brady's on offense, Bill, this team's they're always in the championship. Now he has to go at the guy that's on the top of the list, right? He can't now go down to that second or third. He's got to go after the first tier to build his team back.
I mean, you can look at a lot of guys who came here, won a Super Bowl, and then went and took a big money deal elsewhere.
But those were the old days. And even Cam made a point of how hard he had to work here. He never practiced this hard during the week. I bet you that's a factor for some guys, Wiggy. They can get away with, you know, one day a week practice some places. Training camp is that's not changing under Bill.
No, but you can't get away with that. But if you're that player, do you look at your chances of winning being good in that environment on that team?
Cleveland didn't practice at all, and they beat the Steelers in a playoff game.
Wiggy, do you think the Patriots are a playoff team next year?
If they add the right pieces, yes.
So you think they'll do that?
I believe Bill will do that because I think Bill knows that. You listen to these callers that call in, right? Before it used to be in Bill We Trust and Bill We Trust. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend is now out there taking shots at people like Bill's a, you know, poop emoji head. I think people are – I think Bill realizes that. Okay.
Belichick, wait a minute. Smell a check.
I'm a little confused.
Well, I think people,
we have Wiggy clear as day saying Belichick is a poop emoji head.
Well, that's what – and now what the one guy wrote. So I think people are – Bill hears this and goes, all right, It affects me a little bit. It's human nature. When people start talking about you all the time and it's always negative and you're so used to the positive, it's going to affect you. So I think Bill's going to go, mm-mm. Just like he said in that thing, hey, we sold out for the last 5 years. And then what were we able to do? Now he's going to be like, I got all this money. Look how I turned this franchise
around. He's done it. He has paid guys top of the market.
Yeah, but it's...
Like Revis or...
He paid Gilmore.
Gilmore?
But the problem is...
So that's two. How long has he been here?
Right. But the problem is...
Delius Thomas.
And Ben Volen put out that good article where they were always like right around the average as far as how much they spent.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not going to... If you think the Crafts this offseason with the fans uncertain as to how many they can have at Gillette after a season without fans where they are losing money... That they're going to all of a sudden drop $500 million in contracts this offseason and bring in Julio Jones, Deshaun Watson.
I mean, that's the issue when it comes to receivers, Wiggy. Like this 401 texter says, any receiver is going to choose a better quarterback than the one you're gonna have here.
And the good thing is here, Greg and Wiggy, is that we're going to know day one. Just like we have right now, we know Brady won this regular season in the battle. You're going to know. No, I'm serious. You're going to know day one of free agency if Bill's all in or not. Because that's when...
He has to be all in. He has no other choice, I can't imagine that he's not going to be all in.
I think if they don't sign a big-name guy on day one, it is going to be unlike it's ever been for Bill here next day. Fans are going to lose their minds.
He has to be... Listen, Bill, you're in the nightclub, and I understand that normally you were buying drinks for everybody, and you're like, okay, give them Pinnacle, the vodka. And you, anything from Pinnacle, you can have that. But, Bill, no.
You can have the marshmallow, the cotton candy.
Right, Danielle, no more. You got to go up on that top shelf and give me some of that Ciroc. Mm-hmm. Give me some of that Grey Goose, that Belvie. That's where you have to start shopping now. I mean, I understand that the Pinnacle will get you right, and, you know, and it tastes good at times.
I mean, to hear Christian compare this storied franchise...
He's out of his mind.
To the Jaguars?
You were quoting Fourier the other day and yelling at me, calling him a liar when we were disagreeing.
And basically, you agree with Fourier. You're saying they're on the same plane as Jacksonville. They have to pay top dollar. Same thing Fourier's saying.
No, Fourier's saying free agents are looking at New England like Jacksonville.
Yes, like any other team. There's nothing special.
Almost, you know, what I get from it is that they don't want to come here.
Well.
It's that much of a disaster that they're not going to want to come here.
Right. Jacksonville, when players looked at Jacksonville, that was like the black hole of football. You don't want to go play there. They got no coach, the environment.
Here they have no quarterback. They may need to sign a quarterback on day one of free agency to make it not like Jacksonville. Some guys will say, okay, now they have a plan. That's their quarterback, Jimmy G, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Bill has to do something he's never done before, and that is
write checks.
Big ones. And that's what he has to do. And Curtis is right. If we don't see this on day one, now what are we doing here, Bill?
Disaster. Crisis.
Right. What are we doing?
All right. We got to take a break. During the break, have you ever played 52 pickup?
Oh my God!
During the break, I feel like if anybody would play 52 pickup in the room, it would be Wiggy.
Because I didn't know pitch.
Is that high low jack?
Because I didn't know pitch.
I gotta Google what pitch is.
All right, we will get to today's crossover coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on EEI. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. Keep your eyes on the road ahead, but if you're feeling lost in the night, it's okay to cry, just as long as you hold your head, cause we're on our way to better's ahead, better's.
Just received a text message from my imaginary friend. Oh. Loved the show today.
Nice. Oh, okay.
Especially, are they on your cell phone plan?
Especially my parts.
Yeah.
Nice of Governor Big.
Was that from Fred?
Yes.
Fred did not enjoy the show today.
No.
But he was listening. Rich is here for the crossover. Rich.
Hello.
Rich, I don't know if you have been lonely during the pandemic.
Sure.
But according to Danielle this morning, experts are suggesting if you are lonely, that you create an imaginary friend, and that will help you get through the rest of this this crisis. So,
can't hurt. Have you considered a pet rock?
I really haven't.
The guy who invented that made $1 million.
Is that a pet?
And that was when $1 million was really $1 million.
Right.
Some time ago.
I agree.
I don't think the guy who invented the happy face smile thing made any money off that. I think they stole that from him.
Rich brings up a good point. Do you need to have an imaginary friend when you can actually have something, like whether it's a rock or whether it's like...
Your pet rock doesn't talk to you. Your imaginary friend talks to you. So
why can't the rock talk to you?
Don't you think it would be weird if people came in and they saw you talking to a rock? At least, opposed to talking
to open space.
Yeah, right. they might just think you're talking to yourself.
Like at least in Castaway with Wilson,
there was something there
that you could physically see at that moment, right? The imaginary friend is never there, so we don't know what they look like. I think it's pretty speak for yourself. Well, I guess it's a pretty
good
point.
You get into like these life size dolls that people have. Oof. You get into that.
That's really going down. Now we're talking.
Well, do you guys watch the show Dave?
Oh, love Dave.
I never got into that, but people loved it.
Greg didn't watch Dave, but he was a huge Lil Dicky fan.
Oh, yeah. he had a doll, something I've never seen before. It was basically just the bottom half of a woman.
I mean, what else do you need, Rich?
Oh, it's like the movie.
That was sort of his companion.
What are you going to chat afterward?
It's like the movie I saw with the Franco in it, James Franco, and he had a pillow that he was, you know, was his companion. I forget the hell.
I hope it wasn't a My Pillow. I mean, that's treason. How is Mike Lindell doing? Has anybody checked on him after yesterday, Rich?
I've not heard.
Isn't that your boy?
I think Glenn had a relationship with him.
Speaking of relationships, we were just discussing the fact that that Fourier and others are suggesting it may be difficult for your New England Patriots to get free agents to come here.
Well, not if they pay them enough. I mean, I still think money is the main lure of a free agent. But
that's what Wiggy says.
Yeah, but if it's, hey, you know, you're a receiver and you're dead set on getting 100 catches, you're not going to want to come here. Or if you're a veteran who is dead set on making a Super Bowl, you're not going to come here. But if it comes down to two places and the Patriots offer you an extra $500,000, guess where you're going to come?
Right. Well, that sounds horrible. They're not going to get any veterans or any receivers. What kind of offseason is that?
And you know who
how
else?
Often have they gotten either? Even when Brady was here, they had to trade for those receivers. And then the guys that they signed were usually the old guys that they ended up cutting anyway.
And you know who else had said it comes down to money where free agents were going to go? It was all about the money. Was Christian Fourier on NFL Sunday when we had the same discussion and he said it was all about the money?
So he changed his tune on that?
Oh, well, he changes. But but that's what it's going to come down to. And you're going to have the New England Patriots are going to have plenty of money to get guys that they want and change this franchise completely in the sense of personnel and the way we look at it.
You anticipate them doing that?
Yes.
Okay. Keith?
What, spending money?
A lot of money that they're going to totally reshape the franchise this offseason.
Oh,
I think they have.
Unlikely.
Don't you think? Really?
It's unlikely. They should. They should learn their lesson from this year and maybe not go cheap at quarterback, receiver, tight end and then expect these great results. Maybe they should spend some money there, but I feel like Bill will probably spend money at a couple of linebackers.
Tommy Curran.
Defense turns around.
Tommy Curran said that he had spoke to people and said that Bill was going to be very aggressive.
We'll see.
Between the Red Sox, Celtics, and the Patriots, they haven't signed a player in like a decade. Chaim Bloom has not signed a multi-year contract yet.
No. What was Martin Perez? That was just a one-year?
1 year.
That's all going to change for
meanwhile,
the Patriots.
Meanwhile, like, Jay Happ and Corey Kluber are signing for like the same amount of money. It's like
the Patriots could put it all into Bitcoin and lure people here with that.
That's true.
We asked this question, who's the closest to winning the next championship?
It's not even close. It's the Celtics.
It's going to be come June 1st, it'll be the New England Patriots.
So they're going to be better than the Chiefs next year.
No. I said closest team
right.
Here in our region.
On that note, and now it's
just, between it's the Celtics. No. Between the Celtics, Bruins, and Red Sox, the Patriots will be the closest team to winning a championship. Because after this offseason. Yeah, because I'm saying June 1st. Because after this offseason, New England Patriots are going to spend a ton, and their team is going to look completely different next year.
The Celtics are going to be playing for the title at that point. Where you might want to change your tune.
Did you watch the Celtics last night?
I did. I still am able to spin it positive. Were they missing a certain player? Did you notice maybe a guy that they didn't have?
Why haven't they acknowledged? He had the COVID, right? I mean,
he had COVID, I think, but he's going to be back.
Said it, right? They don't say it. Like, why don't they say it?
Well, they said, didn't they say Time Lord had it, and they said he had it.
Yeah.
And then he was just sort of like, you go into this umbrella of the health and safety protocols, and you're like, all right, fine.
Yeah, I just want to know.
But he'll be back.
I want to know. Like, if a guy is playing through COVID, I want to know that. Right. Like Michael Jordan.
Rich, you really.
The COVID games.
Rich, you really think the Celtics team can win the championship this year?
Yes, I do, Jermaine.
Okay. Wow.
All right. What are you guys talking about today?
Well, we're gonna open with the Celtics because with everything going on, the Patriots they don't have a quarterback. The Bruins can't score a goal, and the Red Sox don't want to win a World Series. So at least we have the Boston Celtics, and even after a loss, I can spin it positive. But then we'll do plenty of football stuff as well, including Peter King joining us at 11:30.
All right, I will be listening. Dale and Keefe is next. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Nothing left to do but the official close of this show.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.